I still see a glimpse of you when I pass your door. I still see a glimpse of you in my honest core. I still see a glimpse of you peeking when I'm sore. I still see a glimpse of you this time I adore. I still see.
Squeak. We make eye contact so swift, and then you look far past me. Your mannerisms oh so frantic. Every time I see him, it is like the first time. I get nauseated, panic, but I slow breathe and wipe my mist. Cause even though you let me in your place, you kicked me out with paranoia hits. So I will cherish all the time you give me. I got so many updates to share. I broke up with my last girlfriend. I did vlog not last year. My asthma been debilitating lately. But no more hospital visits. Knock on wood, I'm putting on some healthy weight, just like you did at my digits. I gotta access the shit to tell you. It's been forever, don't know where to start. But will I go on long tangent? Nah, I'm keeping all my words brief and sparse. I hope if I am calm inside your presence, that you will then return to yourself. And I can catch a glimpse of you to take home and put up on the center of my shelf. I love you.
I still see you. I still see you.
So there's another story in the Bible, the story of a man who lived in a cave and he would cut himself, and the people of the community tried to contain him with chains, and he broke through the chains. They called him a demoniac. He was tormented by voices, and today we would call that schizophrenic. And the next day, the same man who had been living in caves was sitting quietly clothed and in his right mind. That story gives me hope. Every time I lose faith that he could be well, I read that story.